Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Sunday, July 24th. 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Georgia Pacific breaks ground on its $500 million addition to its Green Bay Broadway bill. And also making headlines last week, Brazil's Klabin will invest up to $287 million in a corrugated box plant. We'll have more on these stories in our show later today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, July 22nd, at 51.47, up 257 points, or 5.2% from the July 15th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 3-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 3.3%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were West Fraser, up 19.1%, followed by Universal Forest Products, gaining 16.2%. The biggest decliner for the week was IT Tech Packaging, down 13.3%. Over the past year, IT Tech Packaging has been the top performer, gaining 117%, while the deepest decliner was Glatfelter, down by 59%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is up 3.3%, while the PM40 is up 2%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionpreventionprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Helsinki. Stora Enso and Northvolt partner to develop wood-based batteries. Stora Enso and Northvolt are joining forces to create sustainable batteries using lignin-based hard carbon produced with renewable wood from the Nordic forests. The aim is to develop the world's first industrialized battery featuring anodes sourced entirely from European raw materials, lowering both the carbon footprint and the cost. That's good. The companies have entered into a joint development agreement to create a sustainable battery featuring anode produced from renewable raw materials sourced sustainably and locally from Nordic companies. Here's a quote from folks. Quote, the joint battery development with Northvolt marks a step on our journey to serve the fast-growing battery market with renewable anode materials made from trees. Our lignin-based hard carbon lignode by Stora Enso will secure the strategic European supply of anode raw material, serving the sustainable battery needs for applications from mobility to stationary energy storage, end of quote, says Johanna Hagelsberg, Executive Vice President for Biomaterials at Stora Enso. Both companies will bring key components, competence, and experience to the battery partnership. Stora Enso will provide its lignin-based anode material Lignode, originating from sustainably managed forest, while Northvolt will drive cell design, production process, and development and scale up of the technology. Dayline Spain, Antillas to acquire Cohol Group in Spain. Antillas has signed a binding offer to acquire Cohol Group, a leading supplier of Spanish self-adhesive labels and packaging products distribution market. With $12 million euro turnover and 60 employees in 2021, headquartered in Madrid, the Cohol Group will reinforce Antillas' strong presence in the Iberian market. The agreement is subject to the satisfaction of customary conditions precedent. The Cohol Group's product portfolio includes a wide range of labels, blank and printed, sleeve and RFID, with ample room for additional growth driven by automation, digitalization, and intelligent label functionalities. Its expertise includes the distribution of packaging products such as generic and printed stretch films, packaging tapes, and printed addressing, fast-growing industrial logistics, e-commerce, and food and beveraging sectors. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Sao Paulo, Brazil. Brazil's Klabin to invest up to a $287 million in corrugated box plant. Brazilian pulp maker Klabin is set to invest up to $1.7 billion reais, which is $286.95 million U.S. dollars, in a new corrugated box plant in the Sao Paulo state, the company said. The new unit, called Figueroa, will be built in the city of Piranha Sigbiababa, when we'll have an annual capacity of 240,000 tons of corrugated boxes, Klabin said in the securities filing. Figueroa is scheduled to start its operations in the second quarter of 2024. The investment, which includes about 200 million reais in recoverable taxes, will be carried out between 2022 and 2024. Klabin will use its cash position to pay for the unit. Folks, we're going to report on this story because I just like this story. Dateline Vancouver. Canfor donates $50,000 to save the radium bighorn herd. Canfor Corporation announced a $50,000 contribution to help the village of Radium Hot Springs reach its $400,000 campaign goal to save the radium bighorn herd. Radium Hot Springs' magnificent Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep are recognized as a species of specific concern, reflecting the vulnerability of these beloved animals. Quote, as a forest company with significant presence in the Kootenai Rockies region of British Columbia, we are very proud to make this contribution supporting the conservation of the radium stoddard herd, said Michelle Ward, Senior Director of Communications and Government Relations. Michelle continues, quote, the community, including our own employees who call radium home, has shown great commitment to increase the awareness of the risks faced by the sheep and to accelerate the building of a safe wildlife overpass for radium's 1 mile hill, end of quote. Once at a population of 250, the herd's numbers have dropped by more than half and are now at less than 120 animals. On average, about 10 sheep have been killed yearly in vehicle wildlife collisions, the majority on Highway 93 south of the village. Recently, highway deaths have spiked and are on a trend to supersede these concerning numbers. Residents have rallied together to save the sheep through various community efforts, including the Slow Your Roll, Save the Sheep driver awareness campaign, conducting sheep patrol, and spearheading a community-driven fundraising effort targeted at raising 10% of the construction cost of a wildlife highway overpass. An overpass is considered the gold standard solution to address the longtime community issue. Acting as a wildlife bridge, it would keep the sheep away from the highway traffic, allowing the animals to safely cross their winter and spring ranges while also keeping people and the vehicles on the highway safer. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923, or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dayline Vancouver. West Fraser shuts down takeover report. West Fraser Timber Company Limited has not received any takeover offer after a report that Corona Span, an existing shareholder, and CVC Capital Partners were interested in making a bid for the company. West Fraser says it previously met with Corona Span and the private equity firm, but it has not received a proposal and there are no ongoing discussions regarding the terms of any transaction. It says it is focused on executing on its business strategy to create shareholder value, West Fraser said. A media report suggested that CVC Capital and wood panel manufacturer Corona Span had submitted a joint expression of interest to buy the company, West Fraser. Now, shares in West Fraser then closed up 14.7% to $123.83 on this past Tuesday. Analyst Paul Quinn of RBC Dominion Security said that there could be material hurdles to clear before any transaction could occur. He said, quote, "We think any deal might need to be friendly," end of quote, he wrote in a report. Now, that's because West Fraser's filings say certain corporate transactions may require approvals from Class B shares, which there are at least 90% held by the Ketchum family. Billionaire Jim Pattison owns at least 9% of the common shares. Quinn also said there could be competitive issues related to European OSB concentrations, since Kronospan owns about 40% of the market and West Fraser about 12%. As a result, we expect a transaction would come under scrutiny from the relevant competition authorities and potentially require divestment of West Fraser's European OSB assets, Quinn said. Quinn added that there could also be competitive issues for particle board and MDF. Dateline New York, New York. Mill Rock Packaging acquires Impressions Incorporated. Mill Rock Capital, a growth and operations-oriented private investment firm, announced last week that its portfolio company, Mill Rock Packaging Partners, LLC, has acquired Impressions Incorporated, a leading specialty packaging and printing company specializing in the complete production of custom folding cartons and ancillary products for various end markets. Mill Rock Packaging is a growth-oriented specialty packaging company focused on leading design, innovation, and technology, strong operational capabilities, and an unparalleled customer service. Terms of the transaction were not disclosed. Impressions, based in St. Paul, Minnesota, and founded in 1907 by Mark Jorgensen Sr., is a market leader in the design, engineering, and production of high-end paperboard packaging and commercial printing products for a variety of end markets. The company's core offering spans a broad range of high-end, eco-friendly, customized folding cartons for consumer staples, pharmaceuticals, health and beauty, and other daily use products. Impressions offers lithographic printing and a host of value-added services, including product engineering, prototyping, and post-print production. The company operates state-of-the-art production facilities in St. Paul and Hutchinson, Minnesota. Impressions will operate as a sister company to Mill Rock's Packaging's other operations and become the leading edge to its national expansion strategy. The combined platform comprises 5 converting facilities, offering high-end paperboard packaging to an attractive range of daily needs-driven consumer markets, supported by a comprehensive suite of value-added services. In connection with the transaction, Impressions' leadership made a significant investment in Mill Rock Packaging. Dateline Virginia. Cellmark and Total Fiber Recovery to build an $80 million recycled pulp facility in Chesapeake, Virginia. Cellmark has partnered with the company Total Fiber Recovery, also known as TFR, to construct an $80 million recycled pulp production facility in the city of Chesapeake, Virginia. The new facility and company is called Total Fiber Recovery of Chesapeake, also lovingly known as TFRC, and is a joint venture between Cellmark and Bulk Handling Systems, an affiliate of Total Fiber Recovery, and the ones who are furnishing the equipment for the facility. Cellmark Recycling will supply 300,000 tons of mixed paper and old corrugated containers annually as feedstock to the facility. All recycled brown pulp produced will be sold exclusively by Cellmark Pulp. The Total Fiber Recovery of Chesapeake facility, which will be operational in the fourth quarter of 2023, will increase the region's capacity to process recycled fiber and produce a clean recycled pulp for consumption in the paper mills around the world. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the Steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your Steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows Steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your Steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Ritalo library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritalo library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back and now back to the news. Dateline Green Bay, Wisconsin. Georgia Pacific breaks ground on $500 million addition to its Broadway mill. On this past Wednesday, Georgia Pacific broke ground on a $500 million addition to its Green Bay mill on South Broadway. The company will add a new papermaking complex to the mill that's expected to be completed in 2024. The complex will include a new paper machine using through air dried technology, that is, as well as associated converting equipment, buildings, and infrastructure. Georgia Pacific unveiled the investment in December last year, saying it's expected to help grow its retail, consumer, tissue, and towel business. The Green Bay Broadway Mill currently operates 7 paper machines and a number of converting operations to make bath tissue, paper towels, napkins, and facial tissue for both retail and away-from-home uses. Leaders with the company say 100-plus new jobs will be created to operate the new complex, in addition to more than 800 employees already working in the mill. Tim Ellsworth, the vice president of manufacturing for Georgia Pacific's Green Bay operations, says many of those jobs will be filled by workers who were affected by the recent closure of its Day Street mill. Ellsworth says, quote, "That facility was no longer competitive. It's an older facility, and the good news is 80% of those employees are in the process of transferring here and joining us as part of this facility," Ellsworth said. Brands manufactured by Georgia Pacific include Quilted Northern, Angel Soft, Brawny, Dixie, In Motion, Sparkle, and Vanity Fair. Dateline Bradford, Pennsylvania. In more Georgia Pacific news, Georgia Pacific investing more than $30 million in its Bradford facility in Pennsylvania. More than $34 million in upgrades are coming to the Georgia Pacific corrugated plant in Bradford. The investment will fund new equipment to modernize the plant's operations and replace some of the older equipment. A release from the company stated the upgrades include a new corrugator and 2 new converting lines, as well as upgrades to the shipping department, which will help the plant operate more efficiently. Newer converting equipment will give the plant improved throughput and print capability to better meet customer needs. Earl Wright, the area general manager, said this upgrade has been a work in progress for many years. Earl says, quote, "We wanted to be responsive to customer needs and provide the best long-term solution for Georgia Pacific to allow us to grow as a preferred partner for its customers. The equipment we selected will meet the needs of our customers across Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio, Western and Central New York, and Eastern New Jersey for many years to come," end quote. The plant team will begin preparing the facility for installation in the coming months, with the first equipment expected to be installed in the first quarter of 2023. It will take approximately 12 to 14 months to complete all of the upgrades. Dateline Canada. Western Forest Products to acquire Calvert Company. Western Forest Products Incorporated announced that a wholly owned subsidiary of Western has entered into an agreement to acquire certain assets of Calvert Company Incorporated, located in Washington State in the United States, for a consideration of $12 million, including inventory of $2.5 million, subject to customary post-closing inventory adjustment. Calvert is one of the oldest glulam manufacturers in the United States and has more than 60 years of experience producing high-quality glulam beans in multiple species, including Douglas fir, southern yellow pine, and yellow cedar, for industrial, commercial, and residential products around the world. Calvert has manufacturing facilities in Washougal, Washington, and Vancouver, Washington, and with a combined annual glulam capacity of approximately 35 million board feet on a two-shift basis. Calvert's operations employ approximately 60 folks and produced approximately 13 million board feet of glulam in 2021 on a single-shift basis. The transaction will be financed with cash on hand and is expected to close in the third quarter of 2022. Completion of the transaction is subject to satisfaction of customary closing conditions. Yeah, they usually are. As part of the transaction, Western has created a new engineered wood subsidiary, which will remain focused on further growth opportunities throughout the entire mass timber value chain, Western Forest Products said. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.